Time now on our pregame show to visit with Tom Ceratori, head coach of the Beavers. Tom, nothing last year was quote-unquote normal. Has this year gotten back to feeling normal?
A little better, but there's still a lot of there's a lot of protocols still, Schultzy, so that's just still part of our world right now, but it's a lot better than it was last year, and we're looking forward to having fans in the stands.
What is different about the offseason after a national tournament run than one that gets done a little earlier in the year?
I don't know. It's the first time it's been asked to me, so nothing really different. I mean, it's only a couple of weeks different, so nothing different. It's the same process.
Fans, and heck, media members too, have a tendency of creating expectations for the next year after how you finished the year before. Can you explain to the listeners, and heck, to me, how that is not the case for players or coaches, that the slate is wiped clean?
Well, it is, because you can. The first meeting with our players, I'll explain it to you. You can have a lot of the same people back, but it doesn't mean they're the same players. I've been through this racket for 27 years, and there's times where we've had zero expectations as a team, where we've been really good. There's been times where we've had a lot of the same people back, and for whatever reason, they're not the same players. There's so many different variables, so I don't even get wrapped up in it or worry about it anymore. Because I've seen it all. I could write a book on where this team was picked in the preseason media poll, and then they finished sixth. Where this team was picked in the preseason media poll, and they were picked sixth, and they won it, or whatever. So all this stuff to me is just fluff, and it's just fluff.
Now, having said that, you like it when your fans have expectations, because, I mean, you had a pretty darn good run last year.
Yeah, I mean, we have expectations. I think we probably do every year, because the one beauty of sports is when you're 0-0, you like everything about your team and you have high expectations, and that's with everybody. So, I don't know. I think every year you go into that as the eternal optimist.
You've got a number of new freshmen this year, some from overseas. What has that process been like for them in the last year or so of still trying to get recruited to play college hockey over in the U.S.?
That's crazy. Everything's been crazy the last year from a recruiting perspective. And, I mean, we couldn't even leave our campus till June 1 of 2021. So it's been crazy. We've had to do a lot of work, by video. And it's just that's the new normal. So I don't really talk about it or even think about it, because that's just the hand you're dealt.
How long have you been looking at those guys in particular? I mean, it hasn't just been in the last year.
No, some have. Yeah, some it's been the last year. Absolutely. Some it's been, Alexander Lundman, for example, we didn't start watching him till, again, a year ago. So that was, Jacob Lewandowski played at Sioux Falls, so we had some awareness of him the year before. Yuri Vizanen, we didn't start recruiting Yuri till February last year. So some it has been the last 2 months, or the 2 months of their season, or 3 months of their season, or the last year, or the last 6 months. Everybody's recruited at different times is what I'm getting at.
How has the transfer portal changed how you have to recruit?
We haven't utilized it too much yet, so I don't. It's a hard question for me to answer, because I haven't used the transfer portal.
Do you have to have more guys on your radar, so to speak, just in case somebody does decide to leave?
I don't know. I mean, I think you can have that on your radar, but you got to worry about the task at hand, which is still trying to upgrade your team for the next year. And sometimes, again, you can sit there and say, well, we're going to hold one spot for the transfer portal. I won't do that. But I'm not going to say we won't take a transfer, but it might be an additional player, or we might lose somebody. But I can't sit there and tell Travis and Gibby, let's just wait for one guy in the transfer portal. We do know there'll be people in the transfer portal, so maybe you don't have to get crazy with your recruiting, but you still got to protect yourself too.
Do any of you as head coaches know what all the ramifications might be a couple years down the road, 5 years down the road, because of all this?
I think it's I'm not into it. I don't think it's good for sports. I don't think it's good. I don't think it's healthy. But we'll find out. Will the rich get richer? I mean, that's the million-dollar question, and I would say they will. I don't know if that's good. I don't know if that's good for the player. I don't know if that's good for the sport.
More with Coach Ceratori when we come back. Pregame continues here on the Beaver Radio Show, part two with head coach Tom Ceratori. A glorified practice tonight, Tom. What do you want to get out of tonight?
I don't know if it's a glorified practice. I don't look at it that way, but But it's not win at all costs, that's for sure. But I don't think it's a glorified practice. I don't think when we're playing Manitoba, it's a glorified practice. I think it's a game where you can get footage, you can get video, you can get clips. What do you need to work on? Where are you deficient in a certain area? That's what we want to do. This game is going to make us better next weekend against Duluth. This game is going to make North Dakota better against whoever they – I don't even know who they play next week, but whoever they play. Wisconsin and UMD play this on Sunday at Chippewa Falls. It's going to make UMD better against us next week. So that's how I look at it. It's just it gives you some good footage, and it's going to allow you to see where you're at this particular time of the year.
What is the biggest difference between a practice setting and an exhibition game? Is it speed?
Yes. The traffic, 5-on-5. You're going to find out that practice shape at this particular time of the year and game shape is totally different, and you got to get into game shape. You need to get bumped. You need to try to do things with a lot of traffic. There's not as much traffic in practice. So, yeah, it's different, that's for sure, and it's good to be able to have one of these games in before you play next week.
Can you simulate any of what your new guys are going to see tonight?
No. No, you can simulate situations as much as you want, but it's nothing like a game. That's why you got to play games.
How much of your systems are in right now?
Not much, but we've got experienced guys. We don't have complex systems anyway. A lot of it is just making sure you play with a high motor and have good intensity and worry about the other stuff from there. Again, as the season progresses, we'll worry more about those tactical things, but I'm not very worried about, you know, what we do tactically right now. I just want to make sure, too, that we have a high, again, like we have a high compete level, our intensity's high, and if we make mistakes, we'll make mistakes on being aggressive.
Football coaches like to use the term self-scout. Well, they do that every summer. Pick apart their own tendencies and see where they can get better. Do you guys do that, too?
Probably a little bit. I mean, there's always, again, maybe I'll say it differently than what you're saying. I don't, you know, whatever you said about what football guys do, but there's certain parts of our game. If we think that we're deficient in a certain area, or if we're not as dialed in a certain area, we got to get better in that area as coaches. And then we got to get better as, you know, teaching that. We know, like, we all know what we're good at, and we know what we're not good at. Everybody knows that in whatever profession they're in. You know, everybody knows, you know, where your strengths are and where, again, your weaknesses are. And like anything, if we feel we're deficient or weak in an area, let's get better in that area. Not only our players, but our coaches. We tell our players every year, we expect them to lift weights. We expect them to become faster. We expect them to become stronger. Well, we as coaches just can't go play golf all summer. We got to get better every year. It doesn't matter how old Tom Ceratori is or Travis Winter or Mike Gibbons. We have an obligation to our team, to our alumni, to our community to get better every year, to go to coaching clinics, to talk to people, to watch a lot of video, to make ourselves better. If there are certain areas of our game that aren't as good, what can we do to make them better? What's the emphasis? How will the emphasis go? What's the process? What is the process? How does the process have to go? So I think that's probably the evaluation we use. And some things, you know, you might tweak, some things you don't. But those are that changes year in and year out.
Best of luck.
Yep, thanks a lot, Schultz.
Tom Ceratori, head coach of the Beavers. Starting lineups next on the Beaver Radio Network.